Asks whether Rabbi Yehuda is certain that the Yisra Gira Nasha applies only to the Gira Nasha of the right thigh, or whether he's uncertain which side it applies to. Maybe we can answer from Mishnah. Mishnah says if a person ate a kezayis from the Gira Nasha of each thigh, he gets two sets of malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says he only gets one set of malchus. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it only applies to the right side, that's why he gets malchus. But if he's unsure which side it applies to, the warning is given in Safik, and we find Rabbi Yehuda says that a hasra Safik is loishma hasra, so he shouldn't get malchus. If tomorrow maybe the Tana of this Mishnah holds like a different version of Rabbi Yehuda, says that he holds that a hasra Safik is a good hasra. The Gemara says we can answer from a brayse. The brayse says if a person ate two gira nashas from two thighs of two different animals, he gets two sets of malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says he only gets one set. Now, for the fact that the brayse discusses two thighs of two different animals, it's clear that it's referring to the same side of the animal, because if they're from different sides, the brayse could have discussed one animal. The only reason to do so was to be able to discuss the view of Yehuda in a case where he too agreed that the person ate two isurim. And the fact that he ate both from the same side of an animal, yet Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayiv malchus, it proves that Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it's the gira nashas of the right side, it's also shma minha. If so, why does he only get one set of malchus? If tomorrow the case is where he ate less than a kezayis, then only together there's a kezayis. We've seen a brayse, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he's only chayiv if he had a kezayis at a gira nasha. Okay, from where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that the iser only applies to the gira nasha of the right side? Rabbi said the pasuk says, ha yorech, the thigh, the heyayidia, which suggests it refers to the most prestigious thigh, which is the right thigh. The Rabbanon, who say that both sides are also say, that the teaches that the iser on the sinew is on the sinew that goes through the entire thigh, which comes to exclude the outer sinew from being osur. Shmuel Levi said, the pasuk says, this teaches that Yaakov and the Malach were fighting in a tangle so that the Malach's right hand was wrapped around Yaakov and reached Yaakov's right thigh from behind. Rav Shmuel Benachmeni said the Malach appeared to Yaakov like a goy, and we have learned that when walking with a goy, Yid should make sure to keep the goy to his right side. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu's right thigh was closest to the Malach. Rav Shmuel Rachel, the name of Rav Bar Ula, said in front of Rav Papa that the Malach appeared to Yaakov like a Talmud Chacham. We have learned that when walking with the Talmud Chacham, a person should have the Talmud Chacham walk to his right. Therefore, Yaakov's right thigh was closest to the Malach. The Rabbanan say that the Malach attacked Yaakov from behind and dislocated both of his thighs, which is why both Gira Nashas are Asur. They dashed in the Pasuk of Behav Koy Yimoy, as Rabbi Shuman Levi did, to teach that they wrestled, that as they wrestled, they kicked up dust that rose up to the Kisei HaKavod. Rabbi Shuman Levi said it's called the Gira Nasha because it moved, its Nasha moved from its place and went up. Davar Shaliach B'Yakov refers to the Gira Nasha. V'Nafal B'Yisrael refers to the fact that it became us to all of Klal Yisrael. B'Yosef, the son of Rechanina, also dashed in the Pasuk of Tevoyach Tevach, which is that Yosef told his people to make sure his brother could see the place of the Shechita to ascertain it was kosher. And V'Hochein teaches that he told him to remove the Gira Nasha in front of them. This follows view that the Gira Nasha is even also for B'nai Nayach, which is what the status of the Shvatim had before Matan Torah. The Pasuk says, Rabbi Loza said he remained there alone because he went to get some small jars that he had left over there. We learn that tzaddikim consider their money more beloved than their life. The reason is because that they don't want to become poor and then have to be tempted to steal. The Pasuk says, Rabbi Yitzchak said, we learn from here that a Talmid Chacham should not go out at night alone. Rabbi Kahana learns this from a Pasuk regarding Boaz. Rabbi Avraham learns it from Avram, he didn't leave till the morning. Rabbi Avraham learned it from the Pasuk that tells of Yaakov sending Yosef to check on his brothers. The Pasuk says, see how they're doing, which means it has to be daytime. Rav learns this from the fact that Yaakov spent the night in Basil when Hashem made the sun set early for him. We see that he didn't travel once the sun set. Regarding Yaakov's night in Basil, one pasuk says Vayikach me Avne Hamakim, plural, Avne, and the other pasuk says Vayikach Esho Even. Rabbi Yitzchak says the teachers that the stones were fighting to have Yaakov put his head on them, Hashem made a nace, and they joined to become one big stone. The pasuk says Vayachaloim Vihine Sulamutzav Arza. Brayta says the width of the ladder was 8,000 paras. This is based on the pasuk that says that there were malachim going up and down on this ladder. Going up is written in the plural, which means that there were two side by side going up, and the same is true for the two side by side going down. That means when they passed each other along the ladder, there had to be enough for four malachim to be side by side. The pasuk says that the malach, a malach is the size of Tarshish, which we have a couple, that's 2,000 parsa wide. That's what it had to be, total of 8,000 parsa. Bryce says they went up to look at the image on the Kisei HaKavod, came down to look at Yaakov. Yaakov's image is on the Kisei HaKavod. They became jealous and wanted to harm him. The Pasuk says, Vina Hashem Nitzav Alav, to protect him. Rish Lakish says, if not for the Pasuk, we couldn't say this. Hashem was like a father who fans his son to protect him from the heat. Pasuk says that Hashem promised to give Yaakov Oretz Asher Ato Shoichev Oleho. Why is that such a great promise? Just a small piece of land you're lying on it? Rabbi Yitzchak teaches Hashem folded up the entire Eretz Yisrael, put it under Yaakov, so it should be easy for his children to conquer, as one can easily conquer the four amos in which he stands. Pasuk says the Malach told Yaakov, Shalcheini ki Ola Hashochar. Yaakov asked him, are you a thief or a kidnapper who's afraid of daytime? The Malach said to him, from the time of creation, I have never said Shira to Hashem. Today is my chance to do so. This supports Rav Hanan, the name of Rav, who says that every day there are three new groups of Malachim who say Shira. One says Kaddish, second says Kaddish, the third says Kaddish Shem Tzvokos. Fechmar Abrai says the Yidden are more beloved to Hashem than are the Malachim because the Yidden say Shir all the time, whereas Malachim rarely have a chance to do so. Also, Yidden say Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael Hashem. Malachim only say after the Hashem's name after three words, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. Now, according to Rechanal, in the name of Rav, the third group says the name Hashem's name after just one word, Kadosh Hashem. Rather, Zakhmar Rav Chanan, the name of Rav, must have said the first group says Kadosh, the second group says Kadosh, Kadosh, third group says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Zavokas. In fact, there's the Shira of Baruch Hu Hashem, where the Malachim say Hashem's name after just two words. After it's only the Eifanim who say the Shira, not the regular Malachim. Not the Teretz. Once they already said Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem, they are then permitted to say Hashem's name even after less than three words.